It was soon revealed that the new recruit had brought his own armour with him. Padded doublet, boiled leather, mail and plate and helm, even a great wood and leather shield blazoned with the same striding huntsman he wore in his surcoat. As none of it was black, however, Sir Alistair insisted that he re-equip himself from the armoury. That took half the morning. His girth required Donal Noy to take apart a mail hauberk and refit it with leather panels at the side. To get a helm over his head, the armourer had to detach the visor. His leathers bound so tightly around his legs and under his arms that he could scarcely move. Dressed for battle, the new boy looked like an overcooked sausage about to burst its skin.
"Well, let us hope that you're not as inept as you look," Sir Alistair said. "Halder, see what Sir Piggy can do."
John Snow winced. Halder had been born in a quarry and apprenticed as a stonemason. He was 16, tall and muscular, and his blows were as hard as any John had ever felt.
"This will be uglier than a whore's arse," Pip muttered, and it was.
The fight lasted less than a minute before the fat boy was on the ground, his whole body shaking as blood leaked through his shattered helm and between his pudgy fingers.
"I yield," he shrilled. "No more! I yield! Don't hit me!"
Rass and some of the other boys were laughing.